Greetings, brothers and sisters out there in Lenten Daily Devotion Land. Welcome to Monday, March 27th, our 29th day of our Lenten walk together. Today we go back to John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Rise. And his devotion for us today is called Things to Let Go Of. This is going to speak to several people, I have a feeling, including moi. Things to Let Go Of. And we have scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 through 20. And he told this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get which you have prepared for yourself?'" May God bless the reading and hearing of the gospel word. Here's our devotion for today. Things to let go of. I drove past two new multi-story storage facilities near my home, which is apparently surrounded by a lot of other homes, all outgrowing their capacity for stuff and spilling over into these concrete cathedrals. I stared at the massive rows of sliding metal doors, trying to imagine what was in there, and wondering if it was worth what it cost its owners to have. As I did, I remembered the words of Jesus in this scripture passage about building bigger barns, and was struck by how vivid a description he provided 2,000 years ago. It got me thinking about the way I spend the two primary resources of money and time, about the economy of my days. My friend, poet, and activist Genesis B. has a movement called People, Not Things. People, Not Things. That phrase is such an eloquent declaration of something we know is true, yet have a really difficult time embodying, because the things are always competing with people for our heart space. The things are seductive and persistent. We believe all sorts of lies about the things, that they will validate us or declare our lives meaningful or give us permanent respite from our nagging restlessness. But the things lie, don't they? One of the realities of the things is that they will always cost us time. We need to spend the latter in order to acquire the former. And that means someone loses time with us. Until recently, I didn't see the connection between the parable of the bigger barn builder and Jesus' command to love God and others. The caution against continually upsizing isn't only because this will leave us with more financial resources to honor God, but also that we will have more of our very finite time to spend with invaluable people. Amen.